Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Ian, Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, LeBove, L-A, capital B-O-V-E. Glenn LeBove is a 49-year-old male who reports he was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 3/28/19. He was the restrained driver seated in a parked vehicle on the highway when he was struck by another vehicle at approximately 70 miles per hour. He saw this vehicle approaching in the mirror and braced himself on the steering wheel with his hands. He believes he injured his head, neck, back, left arm, bicep, and was seen at Cooper Trauma the same day. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of concussion and ruptured biceps tendons. He underwent attempted repair of the biceps in August 2019. He relates he's no longer receiving any active treatment. He does treat for migraines with Botox injections that help him a lot. These are done through Dr. Knopf, N-O-F-F, at Cooper Neurology. Insert our summary. And then physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed bunching of the left biceps, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Magnum muscle testing was 5/5 for resisted left elbow flexion and shoulder external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Hands wrist elbows normal, shoulders normal, extremities lower normal, cervical, thoracic, and lumbar are all normal. Impressions. On 3/28/19, Glenn LeBove was in a work-related motor vehicle collision from which he sustained several injuries. He was seen at the emergency room and had an extensive diagnostic workup and specialist consultation. This included neurosurgical consultation by Dr. Bilbao, B-I-L-B-A-O. His assessment was subdural hematoma following the injury without mention of open intracranial wound and with no loss of consciousness. He was seen at urgent care on 4/3/19 in follow-up. He eventually was seen by a physiatrist named Dr. Schindelheim, S-C-H-I-N-D-E-L-H-E-I-M, at which time clinical exam was relatively normal. He did see Dr. Knopf on 6/18/19 for an initial neurology evaluation. He also came into the care of Dr. Kleiner, K-L-E-I-N-E-R, on 7/1/19 for left shoulder pain related to a left distal biceps rupture. Prior to that, he was seen by a physician assistant named Mr. Rowe, R-O-W-E, on 6/19/19. They had him undergo a stat MRI of the elbow on 7/5/19. It revealed a partial interstitial tear at the origin of the common extensor tendon group. He returned to Dr. Kleiner to review these results on 7/19/19. He noted the MRI showed a retracted distal biceps tear. The plan was to perform surgical intervention. This was accomplished on 8/20/19. The retracted tendon stump was scarred and poorly mobile. It was not possible to get enough excursion of the musculotendinous unit to restore adequate tension through the muscle belly, and the procedure was terminated. Brady did follow up with Dr. Kleiner post-operatively through 12-13-19 period. New paragraph. He had additional attention, including an MRI of the brain and cervical spine. Brady did receive Botox injections from Dr. Knopf for his intractable chronic migraines. Period. He had a neurologic evaluation by Dr. Sharetz, S-H-A-R-E-T-T-S, on 6-28-22. Period continued Botox injections were recommended. Period neurologically, there was no contraindication to continuation of vocational endeavors, but he was not qualified to return to his original capacity in law enforcement. Period. New paragraph. The current clinical examination of Mr. LeBeau found him to be neurologically intact. Period. He had 4-inch motion of the left upper extremity. Period. There was mild weakness and resisted elbow flexion and shoulder external rotation. Period. His left biceps was bunched. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulders were negative. Period. He had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 7.5% permanent partial disability referral to the statutory left arm. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of a distal biceps tendon rupture that was not able to be successfully repaired surgically. Period. As far as his other claimed injuries, including the back and head, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability. Period. He is now self-employed doing boat brokerage and sales. Period. And